KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. This is Forum. I'm Scott Schaefer, and today for Mina Kim. In this hour, Oakland's divorce from the NFL Raiders is getting ugly. The team is moving to Vegas, and now the city is suing the team in hopes of collecting $80 million in outstanding debt for upgrading the Coliseum where the Raiders play, saying owner Mark Davis violated NFL rules for relocating a team. It could mean the Raiders leave Oakland a year earlier than planned. And then after an uptick in incidents on planes, Delta Airlines is banning service and support animals under the age of 4 months and banning them altogether on flights longer than 8 hours. We'll discuss the value of service animals and the problems right after this news. Welcome to Forum. I'm Scott Schaefer, and today for Mina Kim. Later in the hour, we'll be talking about the value and controversies around service animals. But we begin this hour with the city of Oakland. It's going on the offensive against the Raiders, who were planning to leave for Las Vegas at the end of next season. But now, well, now the city is suing the team, meaning the Christmas Eve home game against Denver could be the last time the Raiders play in Oakland. Joining us to talk about the issues around the city's lawsuit and the Raiders' status are Ann Killian, sports columnist with the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, Ann.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Good to have you, as always. And also with me here in the studio, Nina Thorson, our producer here at KQED, also sports reporter. She produces for KQED and the California Report. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Scott.
Why don't we begin with you, Nina? Just kind of bring us up to speed here with this lawsuit. How did it come to this, and what exactly is the city suing over?
You know, one of the interesting things about this lawsuit is that it wasn't originally the city of Oakland that was motivated to investigate it. This is actually something that a group of fans started researching more than a year ago. In fact, it was March of 2017. I went to a meeting that they were having where they were trying to suss out how to go about it. But so the city council actually authorized this in July, but it's taken this long for them to secure the legal counsel and get everything worked out and decide to go ahead and file it. So it's an antitrust lawsuit, and the city's basic contention is that the NFL has very specific procedures laid out for how they go about relocating teams, and the criteria that they use and the procedure that they use, and that they say as part of that the existing site of a franchise gets priority. And Oakland's contention is that the NFL did not do that and that they weren't ever negotiating in good faith.
And is this a new legal theory, do you know? Is this how likely is it that the city would succeed here?
You know, I've read a couple of different opinions on it, and a lot of the sports law experts say it is reasonably likely that it could at least be a viable enough lawsuit to induce the NFL to settle, because as so often the case with lawsuits, it's not the ultimate verdict that they care about. It's the discovery process and having to open up their records and their financials and their minutes. And it could be embarrassing and dangerous to the NFL as a business, whether they ultimately have to pay anything in the lawsuit or not.
And Ann Killian, you wrote about this morning in the Chronicle. Notably here, the city is not really trying to keep the team, or are they?
Well, I think they were. I don't know. I mean, it's a done deal now. The Raiders are going to be the Las Vegas Raiders, and that's going to be official in 2020. And there's a stadium being built in Las Vegas, and, you know, I mean, that ship has sailed. But in terms of next year, obviously, by filing this lawsuit, the city of Oakland is saying, you know, we don't care if you're here next year. We hate you. Basically.
Don't let the door hit you on your way out.
Yeah, and between and the whole discovery process is fascinating. Between Colin Kaepernick suing the NFL and the city of Oakland suing the NFL, there is a whole lot of dirty laundry that could get discovered pretty soon if they don't settle these lawsuits. So that is a huge motivation for this league that likes to keep everything secret. And it is, you know, this was a money grab. I mean, Nevada coughed up, you know, a ridiculous amount of money to get the Raiders, and that's ultimately what it came down to.
And Nina, the team is having an epically bad year, I'd say. Maybe not the worst ever, but they're 3-10, 3 wins, 10 losses. How do you think that plays into, you know, both the way fans are reacting, but also the city?
You know, it's sad because although fans have known that this, you know, that Vegas was the where they were going to end up for more than a year, there was a lot of feeling going into this season that, well, you know, maybe it's going to be like the Warriors. We're going to get one more championship for Oakland. We're going to get to see, you know, at least some great football. We're getting Gruden back. You know,
Derek Carr, the quarterback, was
right. You know,
really
the glorious days of Chucky, and then instead they trade Khalil Mack for a bunch of draft picks, and the team has just been very bad, not even entertaining to watch, and generally has just been acting like a team acts when they are in rebuilding mode and they are looking 2 and 3 and 4 years out, which is all very well if the people who are sitting in the stands are going to be there 2 and 3 and 4 years out. And, you know, by and large, these fans are not. So,
and Killian, do you agree that that when they did trade him, because he was such a defensive star, they didn't have to trade him. They could have tried to keep him.
No, they didn't have to trade him at all. They lost. They could have. I mean, they basically lost a game of chicken that Khalil Mack was playing. He was holding out, but he was under contract for this year. He's the best young defensive player in the league, arguably. One of the top two, anyway. And they traded him the Saturday before the season started, a week before the season started, and basically announced to all their fans who, I mean, I have friends who are season ticket holders, and they were not going to, they thought that they weren't going to buy back into the season, but when John Gruden came back, they were, you know, we're going to try and win for Oakland. We're going to have one last great season or two great seasons, and they all got back on board again. And then when the Mack trade happened, they realized they'd all been duped, and this was, you know, this had nothing to do with winning this year. And it's been a real, you know, slow leak, and you could see it. You know, the fans are not as many people. Last Sunday, half the stadium was Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Steelers fans travel really well anyway, but there were plenty of tickets available for them to buy. And I think Christmas Eve is going to be, you know, it's going to feel like a funeral.
Yeah. I'm going to open up the phone lines early because this is just a half-hour segment, and I know the Raider Nation may want to weigh in here. 866-733-6786 is the number to call, 866-733-6786. If you are a season ticket holder or a former one, just a fan, let us know your thoughts about all this. The number again, 866-733-6786. You can also email us. It's forum@kqed.org. And Killian, you know, this is the second, I believe, lawsuit that the city of Oakland filed against a major sports team this year. They won when they sued the Warriors, who are coming to San Francisco next season. I believe they got, was it $40 million for outstanding debt, maybe on Oracle Arena. Does this signal sort of a new feistiness on the part of the city, which has often been sort of an ATM for some of these sports teams?
I think so. I think Libby Schaaf has, made it clear that she doesn't want her city to be a ATM machine or a pawn in these games that are played in sports leagues. And I feel, you know, that's kind of the way Oakland has been treated a lot of times. But this story goes back a lot further. I mean, the real mistake was back with Al Davis, Mark Davis's father, when he said, you know, absolutely there was no way in the world that the Raiders and the 49ers would ever share a stadium. Well, there's only three markets in the country that have two football teams. New York, now Los Angeles, which didn't have any a couple years ago, now it has two, and the Bay Area. And in New York and in Los Angeles, they share a stadium. I mean, these are multi-billion-dollar stadiums, and they you can't just build them for one team. It's ridiculous. So when the 49ers were trying to find a stadium solution for Candlestick, and the Raiders were trying to find a stadium solution for Oakland, they should have gone in together and built wherever they chose to do it, built a joint stadium and shared the costs and shared the profits. Instead, Al, you know, was insistent that the Raiders would never do that. And here we are now with the Raiders leaving the market, not knowing where they're going to play next year, and the 49ers in a place that a lot of their longtime fans don't want to go to.
And Nina Thorson, what about that? I mean, do you have any sense of whether fans and season ticket holders are going to go to Las Vegas? It's not, you know, it's an easy flight.
I'm sure a lot of fans will go, and a lot of people have put down the deposit on their season tickets for Vegas, although I think, you know, they've done that knowing that that's probably, at least in the short term, something that they can sell, you know, and at least get their money back. I think the Levi's thing is interesting, too, because, as Ann was saying, the team doesn't have a place to play next year. They can stay at the Coliseum. There's no reason why they can't, even with the lawsuit pending. But if it's a matter of pique and hurt feelings and wanting to get out, well, where are they going to go? Levi's Stadium would seem to be the best alternative for a year because it's an NFL facility. It's ready to go. But by going there, would the Raiders be tacitly admitting that, well, yes, we can play in Santa Clara. There's nothing wrong with that. Would that further muddy the waters of the lawsuit?
Yeah, and when does the team need to let the league know where they're going to play? Because, you've got to figure out what the schedule is going to be for next season.
Pretty darn soon, yeah. I would say probably in 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
That there has to be some resolution so that they can make plans. And, you know, any sports league schedule, but an NFL schedule is very complicated, and many of these facilities are multi-use, you know, and have concerts and everything else. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that have to be planned out. They will end up playing one. We know where they're going to play one game, one home game, and that's going to be London or Mexico City. And there's some talk like, why don't they just do their little London experiment? With the Raiders and leave them, you know, let them play all their home games in London and see how that works out. Because
well, the other NFL teams may not want to fly to London.
Well, the other teams have to fly to London. You know, most teams fly at least once anyway. So
yeah.
I don't know. We're gonna find out. It's just an ugly way for the weird story of the Oakland Raiders to end. You know, I mean, this is the second time this team has left the market. There's been leaving a trail of lawsuits in their wake every step of the way, and it's just, I mean, in some ways, it's kind of fitting, you know. This is that it would end in a really bizarre, legally tainted kind of way.
You know, in light of that, Nina, because the Raiders have left before. They left for L.A. in 1982 after winning the Super Bowl in Oakland. You know, why do Raiders fans up to now? Why have they remained so loyal?
The team has a real mystique, and it has a real character, and there are things about it that people really do perceive as being distinctively Oakland.
What, like what?
That it's tough, that it is uncompromising, but also doesn't take itself so seriously. That it has that kind of attitude. One of the meetings I went to of the fans who were trying to organize this lawsuit, the people who were organizing it basically said there is nothing that is more in the spirit of Raiders fans than to say, oh, no, you think you're going to leave us? Oh, let's, think
just
again.
Try.
Yeah, right.
What would you add to that, Ann?
Well, I mean, I think that it's one of the great fan bases, in sports. I mean, that's basically what I wrote about today. Like, these fans are so loyal. Many of them swore off the Raiders when they left in 1982. And they went to Los Angeles many of them at that time became 49er fans because, as you recall, the 49ers were quite good at the time and it was an easy transition. But a lot of them just stayed true and loyal. And when they came back, they plunked down their money and they they've been served up for 23 years some of the worst football you could ever see. I mean, there has been 4 winning seasons in those 23 years since they came back, exactly 4 playoff wins. The only good coach that they had was traded away once, John Gruden, and then when he came back, he tore apart the team starting last September, And so, I mean, it's just like it's abuse upon abuse upon abuse for these poor fans who are, if you go to a Raiders game and you go out in the parking lot, you tailgate with them, it's so much fun. It's so much livelier and more committed than, I got to say, anything you'd see down at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. It's just, it's a good vibe. And these people love their team. They know their team inside out. And now they're going to be left. And the whole, how many people will go to Vegas? I don't think that many. I think Vegas, you know, the real reason for Vegas was that it's close for L.A. fans. And Mark Davis had his eye on that L.A. fan base always. He wanted to go to L.A. when the NFL opened up that market. And so I think that Vegas, there will be a lot of Raiders fans, but most of them will be commuting from Los Angeles, not from the Bay Area.
Talking with columnist, Chronicle columnist Ann Killian and Nina Thorson, sports reporter and producer here at KQED, about the Raiders and the city of Oakland. Let's go to the phones. We want to hear from Raider Nation. And again, that phone number, 866-733-6786. And we'll start with you, Ben, in Sonoma.
Yeah, the Raiders left me when I was 11 years old. I'm 48 now. I never looked back. I'm always shocked at the Raider fans. They keep getting jilted. It's like that partner you have that keeps dumping you and then coming back, and you keep going, okay, this time it'll be fine.
I just can't quit you.
Yeah, I know. It's really strange. I have the best of the team, and I have many Raider friends, but they just seem to not really care very much.
And what about you, Ben? I know you're not, sounds like you're not a fan of the team, but are you rooting for the 49ers, or have you given up football?
Oh, I've always been a Niners fan, A's fan, Giants fan. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But, yeah.
Well, let's hope that the 49ers get better at least, so they'll have something to root for. Ben, thanks very much. Let's go now to Scotts Valley and James. Where is that? It's down in Santa Cruz, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi, good morning. I probably have a comment right on the other side of the spectrum. I think it's a really good thing that the Raiders are leaving, because it's going to, and no disrespect to anybody, but it's going to free up about 5 hours out of everybody's day to do something productive. So thank you for my comment.
All right, James.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Plenty of other options. And Anne, you know, the NFL, of course, is having all kinds of problems. You mentioned Colin Kaepernick. The concussion issue continues to be a problem. You know, a lot of younger kids and parents aren't letting their kids play football, tackle football anyway. You know, is there an inflection point here with regard to football? And you know, it's always been sort of the favorite sport of America in some ways. Is that changing?
Well, I don't know. The ratings are still through the roof and, you know, far surpassed any ratings for anything else that's ever on television. It's just a made-for-TV sport. But I've felt for a couple years that the NFL is maybe at a tipping point, and we could be on, you know, starting to see go down the other side of it, because yes, a lot of people are disgusted by the league for one reason or another. The concussions, the, you know, domestic violence issues that the team wants to cover up, the trying to soak every city that it plays in for millions and millions of dollars. There's just a lot that I think kind of turns people off now. When you watch a game like last night, Thursday Night Football, where it's really compelling and there's, like, great players, then you kind of forget all that. But I don't know. I think maybe in 20 years we're going to see these monolithic stadiums that seat, you know, 80,000 people, and it's going to, they're going to look they're going to look like something from another era, that there might not be that much appetite in the future for this sport. I could be wrong, but I mean, there's certainly plenty of red flags that I know that the NFL has got to be concerned about, seeing declining numbers in terms of participation. You know, women make up 45% of their fan base, but they certainly don't seem to be very proactive on issues of that a lot of women care about, like would, if my kid was playing, would his brain be smashed in? if my daughter got beaten up by a football player, would the league do anything about it? I mean, there's just a lot of, there are a lot of red flags there.
Yeah. Kimberly tweets, I'm a third generation Raiders fan, was a season ticket holder until the economy tanked in 2008, and even met my husband at a Raiders tailgate, but I'm done. Mark Davis can leave. They're the traitors once again. Let's go back to the phones. And Oakland, Lisa, join us. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. Well, I was just wondering about the stadium renovation that happened years ago when they, to get them back from Los Angeles, they built that addition, the giant Mount Davis, they call it now. Why didn't we ever get a Super Bowl? And did we ever get repaid for that? I mean, that's mainly my question. It's just been one big, like I said, one big scam after another with the Davis family.
Yeah. Nina?
No, we have not gotten repaid for that. The city of Oakland and Alameda County taxpayers are still paying that off for Mount Davis. And in a lot of ways, I think the whole arm's length relationship that Oakland has been at with sports teams and the reason why it has not wanted to give anybody public financing for a stadium is because they got treated so badly and made such, I mean, they weren't forced to do it. The city and the county went into it knowingly, but they made such a terrible mistake in 1995 with the renovations that they, you know, it really has soured them on relationships involving public financing forever.
Lisa, thanks for the call. So what does Vegas know that Oakland doesn't, or are they getting the next ones to get duped?
I think that they are indeed the next ones to get duped. I mean, time will tell. It's just going to be a very different experience to watch a game in Vegas. You know, you're going to have a lot of people who are there for a nice weekend, and they took some time off from hanging out on the casino floor and going to shows, and they went to a football game, but they won't be
real
they
fans.
Won't be real fans. They won't, and they won't
they might be
Raider
for the,
fans.
The visiting team,
and there will be it'll be much more of an experience like that where half the people in the stadium will be rooting for somebody else.
Yeah, and really quickly, because
I don't think there'll be any home field advantage for the Raiders at all.
Yeah.
Like, they go from the black hole to something where it's going to be treated like, you know, a casino ticket giveaway.
Yeah, and of course, we didn't even have time. We're at the bottom of the hour, but all of this has affected the Oakland A's as well. Now they need to find a new place to play, and the city, I think, really is committed to finding a home for them because the Raiders are and the Warriors are leaving. So
The last one standing,
and they also play a lot of games there, so I think the mayor's committed to that. Ann Killian and Nina Thorson, thank you both so much for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure, Scott.
All right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, a bit of a transition. We're going to be talking about service animals, emotional support on airplanes and elsewhere, the pros and cons, and some changes coming up on Delta Airlines. We'll hear from them, or not from the airline, but from those who have a stake in all of this. I'm Scott Schaefer, and you're listening to Forum. We'll be right back.